Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things on the site there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you, regardless of what's going on in your business. And my newsletter, subscribe to that. The poll question, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And we ask a different question every week, by the way. Pamela S. Harper is all over our website. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for many years now. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the lady who's helping us understand how to grow our business, to reinvent ourselves on a regular basis, as we need to do in the 21st century, through innovation. And you know this reinvention thing, Pam, that you're talking about, the way I articulate that is, because some people are hung up on reinvention, you know, oh my God, I gotta, you know, what does that mean? I gotta become something new every day. What I tell people is this simply: it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
I agree, and in fact, reinvention happens mostly in little ways. And we would go crazy if we did it big ways every day. But it's the little tiny things accumulated over time that enables you to make big impact over time. And that was especially true in what we found when we went through this conference talking to the CEO panels. Mm-hmm. And we were talking certainly about examining assumptions, but also talking about alliances as a very important way to reinvent yourself in those smaller ways. And it was a very interesting discussion, too, because we've often talked about mergers and acquisitions being like marriage. And in the panel that I was moderating, we were talking about alliances and partnerships being then like dating and living together. You know, the least committed may be like casual dating, and the most.
Well, and there are different kinds of alliances. I mean, there's the actual acquisition. There's a contractual relationship. And then there are what I call just a strategic alliance, which is basically, you know, you share assets. No big, you know, maybe you come together and you say, okay, there's this contract that we need to that I'd like to have. You've got the trucks, I've got the aggregate. Let's bid on it together. Nothing heavy. And when the deal's done, you split up and go your own way. I mean, there are a lot of different ways of doing this. And the beauty of this, and this is what you've been talking about all along, Pam, is innovation helps make this possible, doesn't it?
Well, alliances are for innovation, actually. Mm-hmm. And innovation, in the way that I look at innovation, it's about creating new value for your customers. Because if we have great ideas and we don't actually turn them into something that's useful for our customers, is it innovation? I don't think so.
Well, personally, one of the things you said as we went to the break, I want to come back to, and you just mentioned, you just used the word again, customers. Isn't the best way to find out whether your growth plans are on solid ground to just simply to go back and say, okay, how much of these plans, how much of my energy, how much of my interest has been developed because of something I learned from a customer, something I know customers want, and how much of it is ego? What do you think?
Certainly, I think that customers are a fundamental way to get important information in order to grow your company. But also, there are other ways that we do this, especially by paying attention to some of our partners, such as our alliance partners or suppliers. We often overlook what our suppliers can add to our innovation, because they see things that we don't necessarily see. In my book, I talk about a variety of stakeholders that we need to be aware of, and that being aware of all of them is really an important piece. But with regard to alliances, the one thing we learned at the conference was the importance of being purposeful. If you're going to form an alliance, you know, a lot of times small businesses, myself included, you know, we see an opportunity and we say, let's grab it. And the problem is that if we're not all clear about what it is we're trying to accomplish and why, then that can fall apart. Mm-hmm. And it can create some inadvertent problems. So the clearer, everybody on the panel agreed that the clearer we were about the types of relationships we were going after, sometimes we need a very casual type of alliance relationship to accomplish a very specific thing. Other times, some companies form joint ventures, very mm-hmm. highly committed, mm-hmm. you know, as you were mentioning before. And so the clearer you were about having almost like a portfolio of these types of relationships, and that requires that you be very clear about your strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, so going back, of course, it's all interrelated. But that was a key thing that we learned.
How big a deal are values when you're entering into these alliances? When you're forming a partnership, a true partnership, values are the heart of the success of a partnership. Is it a big deal in an alliance?
Absolutely it is. In fact, one of the things that the panelists agreed on is that some of the best and most productive relationships were where there was a meeting of the minds on values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
especially the longer term, the relationship is expected to have, the more values, meaning why are you motivated? Why am I motivated? What motivates us? What do we find are the most important things in our lives? Those become more important the longer term the relationship is anticipated to be. Quick break, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.